So, you know, the young man who they just recently arrested, his name was Smiley Martin. And, you know, I knew Smiley very well. And, you know, I don't think he's been out of prison for 20 days. He just paroled from his prison, I think, within the last month or so. And, you know, he was one of the kids that was in my creative writing classes. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to complete the class due to the administration discontinuing programs during the COVID outbreaks for the past 2 years. And I think it's pretty important to understand, like, with these writing classes and so forth, what they're about. You know, particularly this creative writing class was to assist a lot of brothers like Smiley to gain emotional intelligence and impulse control. And, you know, what's interesting as this whole story plays out, we already see that the media is gearing up for a field day to basically talk about, you know, one of those stories about an ex-con released from prison that, you know, will fuel the fire of gun control and tough on crime initiatives. I think one of the saddest parts of the story, though, that won't be told is the story about how, you know, the young brother has spent the last decade as a child, because he came into the system when he was 16, and being psychologically tortured by the California Department of Corrections. And when I talk about torture, you know, I've been in prison for 22 years, and I've seen, witnessed, and experienced myself being tear gas, canister grenades thrown on me, you know, billy clubbed by the guards, caged, humiliated, starved, and emasculated by staff. And that's not to mention being denied access to programs that would have assisted, you know, the young brother to identify high-risk people, places, and things, and develop emotional intelligence and impulse control. Now, I'm not saying that these programs are not necessarily available in prison. However, as I previously noted, there's a number of obstacles that, you know, hinders our ability to participate in these prisons. I mean, it's really to the point to where recently we saw the California State Assembly put forth Assembly Bill 292, which recently went into effect as an effort to curtail prison officials from disrupting prisoner participation in programs that would have aided, you know, young brothers like Smiley to, you know, develop that emotional impulse control or prevent him from or easily identify those areas of high risk. Now, this is what I'm looking at as this whole story develops. There's not going to be any accountability on part of the state in terms of what this man was subject to for the last 10 years. And, you know, we're going to see tough on crime proponents and other people discuss, talk about the senseless violence, and they're going to discuss this in a way that disregards the whole structural and social problems that you know, are underlying to this fundamental problem that we're seeing with violence. And that's including the intentional failure of, you know, society's penal institutions in and of themselves. I mean, we're here in this era of rehabilitation that we're hearing that's going on in these prison systems, and that's not what's happening in here. And I'm seeing it, you know, on firsthand accounts that the administration is doing everything they can to prevent us from actually getting into these programs.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.